empty out.
There's not a soul.
Not a soul in here right now. The Ubley Bearcats victorious over the Decaville Eagles 61-42. Ubley was led by David Messing and Matt Mychek, each with 13 points. Matt Mychek had 9 alone in the third quarter for his 13 of the night. Close behind, Anthony Sweeney with 10, Aaron Klama with 9 on his senior night. Ryan Sweeney had 4, Jacob Uhl had 5. Let's see, we had Jonathan Brandle and Cade Walsh each with 3, and Ethan Lemke with 1 free throw. Ubley from the free throw line was 10 for 14 in the night for 71%. Consistent, 5 for 7 in the first half, 5 for 7 in the second half, and with 10 turnovers on the night, 4 in the first half, 6 in the second half. For the Decaville Eagles, they were led by Bram Patello and Lucas Schmidt, each with 8 points. Austin Fritsch had 7, as well as Kenton Bowerman. And then we had Wyatt Janowick at 4, Brendan Kreiner at 3, as well as Kyler Williams, and then Austin Spatzel with 2 points coming right away in the first quarter. As a team, Decaville was 13 for 20 from the free throw line for 65%, had 10 turnovers altogether, and they were out-rebounded by Ubley 37-30. Ubley had 32 defensive rebounds, 5 offensive boards, for a total of 37. The Decaville Eagles, 18 defensive rebounds, 12 on the offensive side of things, for a total of 30. But too much for the Eagles to overcome, as Ubley had control from start to finish.
I think you mentioned it just a few seconds ago with the word consistency.
Okay.
Because it was definitely a consistency at your level of competency for the Ubley Bearcats tonight. And they were consistent across the board. I mean, you talk about the first half shooting was 12 for 29, 41%.
Uh-huh.
12 for 28
in
the second half, 42%. So let's go ahead and call it 24 for 57 at 42%. It was just a consistent effort. And it's not to say that Decaville wasn't consistent, but they weren't as proficient. They were 6 for 23 in the second half for 26%, which really improved from the first half.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, finaling at, 12 for 52, 23%.
It's and, probably not going
to
cut it.
You know, tell you the truth, you know, they didn't have an inside presence tonight at all. And it showed. And Ubley just went ahead and took it right to the hoop.
Especially with Spatzel and Janowick getting early foul trouble. Asher's out. We're not making excuses by any means. As Ubley really dominated, they came in with a game plan. Their zone defense held true. They kept them under their defensive average on the season. And just knew how to break him down.
You can't let Decaville get hot from three-point land, and tonight they were 17% totally for the night, and they hardly actually went inside. They were 7 for 24 for the inside, 5 for 28 on the outside, so you can tell where their shots were. They were getting them. As far as fouls are concerned, Decaville had 11 called on them, 17 against the Ubley Bearcats, so it's not a foul situation. It was just simply one team. Yeah, it's their floor. They were consistent on it, and they just went out and performed. And it's hard to being on the road to try to match that kind of an effort.
The Ubley Bearcats scored 61 points tonight. That is actually their season high. They scored 59 against Cass City, 58 against Memphis, scored 58 points against Brown City as well. But other than that, they have not reached 60 at all in this season. First time in their 19th game of the regular season. Allowed 42. Now, let's take a look at their averages. They came into this game averaging 47.6. They beat that by 14.5, and they allowed 41, which is 3.2 less than their average.
And it's not like they're playing chopped liver either.
No.
Decaville is a really good team, and they give a great effort every night that I've ever seen them, and tonight is no exception. And as far as defensively is concerned, they're in your face the whole game. So, you know, hats off to the Bearcats. They beat a very, very good team.
Decaville has not allowed this many points in all season long, 61 points tonight, as they were averaging 43.3 on defense. On offense, 49.8. They were held to just 42 tonight against Ubley.
Again, losing Zach Asher tonight. I will give him that because, you know, Zach's a good kid. He's a senior. And that's a tough player to miss. But they're going to have him back for districts. And hopefully they're going to have him against matchup with Dryden.
Decaville now 13-5 on the season, 5-2 in their last 7 ball games, and only one game on the roster left. That is on Thursday, home against Dryden for the Decaville Eagles. And if Decaville, they're trailing by, what, 1 game in the NCTL. If they defeat Dryden, they'll tie to share the league title.
And, hey, a share is better than none.
For the Ugly Bearcats, they are now 11-8 overall, 5-4 at home, 6-4 on the road. And their final game will be against Harbor Beach in Harbor Beach on Thursday, the good old backyard brawl.
That's going to determine who is going to be in third place. The honor of finishing behind Marlette and the surprise team, Brown City.
Now, John Moody, of course, this is our last regular season ball game of the season. Now we turn our eyes to the postseason of District 84 being hosted by Lakers. Why don't you take us through that?
We're going to have the first game is going to be Bad Axe against Lakers. That's always going to be fun. This is a rubber match for
them.
No,
indeed.
It's not early.
No.
Bad Axe
won
twice.
Took post.
That's
yeah.
right. Uh-oh, here's that old line, but I'm not going to go there.
Oh, yeah.
In the second game, we have USA against Cass City. And that's going to determine at least how the brackets are going to go, because the winner of each will face their own opponent. The top bracket, which is Bad Axe and Lakers, they're going to be playing Harbor Beach in the middle game. And then you have Ubley waiting in the wings for the winner of the USA Cass City game. And, of course, the championship will be on Friday.
And that's, of course, District 84 hosted by Lakers in Class C action of the MHSA State Tournament. And, of course, you'll hear all five games of District 84 right here on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com as Clark Ramsey and John Mooney will be courtside at midcourt from the good old gymnasium in Laker Country.
We're going to love it.
I have a great feeling. And I will say, John, this is our first time in Ubley where we are actually in the second row at midcourt, and I love it.
I do, too. You're right a part of the game, and you're not in the rafters. And it's a little bit more lighter down here than it is up in the caverns of the top of the gymnasium.
John, what are your final thoughts from tonight?
This was a really a nice game for the Ugly Bearcats, and it's going to set them up for their game against Harbor Beach. That's going to be a dandy. So, I'm looking forward to that one, too, just as a spectator.
Tonight's presentation was brought to you by Thumb Sailor, Moore Shoreline, your Chevrolet and Buick dealer in Sebring, Kohler Propane of Bad Axe, Farm Bureau Insurance Agents of Huron County, DS Services of Cass City, Ameriprise Financial, Reggie Ignash of Farm Bureau Insurance, Graf Chevrolet Buick, Ubley Motor Service, and D&M Cabinet Shop. On behalf of John Mooney, my name is Clark Ramsey. We hope you enjoyed our regular season broadcasts, all nine of them, from throughout the countryside of the Thumb of Michigan. We will return on Monday for doubleheader action from Laker Country, beginning at approximately, I would say, well, we'll have to take a look at the schedule. I'm not even sure when that first game is, but it will be right here on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLAWSports.com. Final score from Ubley, Michigan, the Ubley Bearcats victorious over the Deckerville Eagles, 61-42. In the meantime, we will see you next Monday for District 84 in the MHSA tournament as the road to the Breslin Center begins right now. On behalf of John Mooney, I'm Clark Ramsey. We'll see you next time. WLAW